just one halakha in the laws of Iruf Tavshilin. As we know, when Yom Tov falls out on a Thursday and Friday, which is followed of course by Shabbat, it is forbidden to cook from Yom Tov Friday to Shabbat unless one establishes Iruf Tavshilin. We have discussed in previous daily halakhot exactly the method that one has to go through to prepare an Iruf Tavshilin and the process. Our question today is, in the event that somebody forgets to prepare the Iruf Tavshilin, so does he have options? What is his options regarding that? Now this has been discussed also in a previous halakha where we said one is able to rely on the Iruf Tavshilin of the Gadol Ha'ir. Halakha does dictate that when the great rabbi of the city or of the community or of each community establishes his personal Iruf, he says that I'm establishing it for myself and for all the members of the city, and he has in mind for those people that forgot or are unaware, and therefore really halakha says you can rely on the Iruf of the Gadol of the Ir, hence you'd be allowed to prepare your food from Friday to Shabbat. However, the Gemara in Betzah on Daf Vav tells us an interesting episode in the name of Rava, that Rava teaches us that one can make a conditional Eruv on Yom Tov. Example, in our case, Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday. Rava offered an advice that on Thursday, you're able to take your Eruv Tavshilin. Now, normally you cannot make an Eruv on Yom Tov, but you can make what he says, a conditional Eruv. How do you do that? You say the following. You say, if today is Yom Tov, because again, a two-day Yom Tov, the second day is Safek, right? The second day we're keeping it because we have a Safek, right? We're not sure, maybe it's Kodesh, maybe it's Chol. So therefore you could say like this, if the first day right now is Kodesh, so then tomorrow is Chol. I don't need an Iruf tomorrow. Tomorrow is a weekday, therefore I could cook without an Iruf. And if today is Chol, so therefore I can make an Eruv. So let my Eruv be viable, and tomorrow I could cook based on the Eruv that I made today. That's the Tanai that the Gemara brings down on Betzad Davav. Now, the question then is, if a person now gets to Yom Tov, and he realizes he forgot to make an Eruv, is it better for him to rely on the Gadol's Eruv, or is it better for him to make a conditional Eruv himself? This is the question. The Kaf HaChayim, in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin Taf Kuf Chav Zayin, clearly writes it's better to rely on the Eruv of the Gadol. Why? Because there's a very famous Rambam in Perek Vav in Ilchot Yom Tov Halakha Yud Dalid that says, this business of making a Tanai on an Iruf Tavshilin only applied when they used to make the holidays according to Beit Din. But today that we use the calendar, Tanai doesn't work, and therefore he says it's not an option Bizman HaZeh. I want to point out, a lot of the Rishonim argue on the Rambam and have a hard understanding of why he makes this Hiluk. It's hard to understand exactly. The Ra'avad on the place right away takes the Rambam to task, but the Rambam holds that. So therefore the Kaf HaChayim says, what do you have to get involved with making it Tanai, where according to the Rambam, it doesn't work, just rely on the Gadol's Eruv. However, Hacham Obadiah Yosef, may live and be well, in his Sefer Chazon Obadiah Hilchot Yom Tov on Daf Resh Tzaddi here, clearly writes, it's a better option to make the Eruv on Tanai on Yom Tov than to rely on the Gadol, and he brings many proofs why the Rambam's opinion was not accepted. Maran himself in Tavkuf Chav Zayin brings down in the Stam that conditions work. Then he brings down Yesh Omrim Shelo. We know that when Maran brings down a Setam and a Yesh, Halakha follows the Setam, and therefore Hacham Obadiah says, make the Eruv on condition. However, he does point out, a conditional Eruv, there is no Beracha. There is no beracha on such an eruv. Now again, this would only be on a 2-day Yom Tov like Pesach or Sukkot. This would not apply to Rosh Hashanah 2 days, because those 2 days have a different way of working. Furthermore, this would only apply also if you remembered on the first day of Yom Tov. However, if you remembered on the second day of Yom Tov, then you have no option but to rely on the Gadol's Eruv. So again, if you remember on the first day that you did not make an Eruv, better to opt for a conditional Eruv, as we said to do it, without a Beracha, on all Yamim Tovim except Rosh Hashanah. On the second day, if you have remembered that you did not make the Eruv, then you can rely on the Eruv of the Rabbi.